everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another podcast episode. Thank you for joining me today. I am Taylor, if you are new and haven't ever listened to my podcast before, and welcome to An Actor's Journey. Today, we are going to be talking about getting into the real world after conservatory and why I stopped auditioning for a long time. The last episode that I recorded, I literally recorded it a year ago. So for me, it's been a year since I've last done an episode. But for you guys, it's only been a week since you've last heard me. So that's interesting. A lot has changed in my life. You know, life be lifin', as they say. I still have some tea. I still have a candle. We're in the same corner. I don't really have the vibes, like, perfect yet. I want to, like, put something here, I think. But that doesn't really matter if you're just listening and not watching. Time to take a sip of tea. So, let's just get right into it. Let's not waste any time. So after conservatory, I spoke in the last episode about how I did not get into the third year, what is it called? The third year, like, company. I didn't get into company. And so I was thrust into the universe, into the world as a starving artist who needed to make rent and pay bills. And so, of course, I had to get a full-time job. So I got a full-time job teaching at, I got a full-time job working at a place that supported adults who have developmental disabilities. And I found myself offering my services to do a theater class. And because I wanted to stay in the city and because I needed to work a full-time job, I very quickly fell out of, like, the rigmarole of submitting myself and auditioning. I have come to find over, like, the past 8 years of my life that I'm very much the type of person that struggles with handling more than one big thing at a time, which I think is why, like, I'll get ideas sometimes about, like, things that I want to do, whether it's making a podcast or making a blanket or, like, literally whatever it is, and then I just, like, won't finish it. And I'm really, really trying to be better about that. I'm also, like, aware that it's okay if I can't, like, handle multiple things at once. So that's, like, kind of what happened. I was working with an agent for a while, which I'm pretty sure I can't remember because it was a year ago, but I'm pretty sure I talked about that in episode 3. And so I like, hold on, I'm just gathering my train of thought. I began to realize that I wanted to get my 4-year degree. At the time I was with the partner that I was with, like, he and I both wanted a sense of security that, like, my little 2-year associate's degree was not going to give me. And he at the time also didn't have his degree, so we both decided to go back to school not together, we didn't go to the same school, but we both decided to go back to school. And I don't regret it whatsoever. I'm very glad that I got my bachelor's degree. It has now led me down the path of being able to get my master's in teaching. But I did start to realize that what I love about acting is the sense of community that it brings me, and the ability to work in a space that is safe and vulnerable, like a classroom. And through auditioning, I wasn't really getting, like, that same feeling. And while I really enjoyed auditioning, it just wasn't giving me, like, what I loved about acting. I wasn't happy, just like almost feeling like I had to like beg somebody to give me a role, which you should never do as an actor, but that's how it ends up feeling. And only recently, honestly, have I been able to adapt the mindset of when you go in for an audition, it is your time to play and work and share your craft with the auditioners. La-di-da-di-da, like, we've all heard it before. But it's just taken me a long time to be okay with the fact that I don't want to pursue only being an actress. There are other things that I like to do, like teaching acting, that I think will give me a sense of security that I need in my life, and still provide me with that outlet of being in the classroom and getting to work on the material and enjoy the work in the way that I love to do so very much. So when I graduated from Lehman with my bachelor's degree, I was like, nothing is going to stop me from acting. I went into like full speed ahead with auditioning and submitting myself on the acting platforms, and I was really on a roll for a while. I was booking a lot of gigs, but it just still like wasn't really making me that happy. And then I ended up tearing my meniscus and getting surgery, which totally knocked me out of the game for like almost like 6 months, it felt like. And during that time, I kind of went through like a quarter-life crisis where I was like, I really need to figure out what to do with my life, because like, I'm not happy doing these auditions. In fact, going on like Backstage and Actors Access, which are like my two main audition sites that I submit myself on, it was literally making me depressed. Like, I would actually go on and then immediately feel depressed, and there's just no reason why anybody should feel depressed in anything that they're working on that they once felt passionate about or that they usually really love. So it took me a while to come to terms with the fact that auditioning wasn't making me happy anymore. And it was hard to let go of this idea that everybody, including myself, had of me, where it was like, oh no, like, she's going to be famous. She's going to be successful. And I felt like I would let people down if I didn't, like, continue pursuing acting in the same way. I felt like I would let my grandmother down. I felt like I would let my family down. I felt like all the time and money that had been spent into training would just, like, go out the window and be irrelevant. And that was really hard for me to come to terms with, and it took a lot of talking to people and hearing from people that, like, it's okay that, you know, they just want me to be happy. My family just wants me to be happy at the end of the day. And also, like, so many actors will say, like, oh, it's all about the grind. You just need to grind, like, 100% of the time. And I'm sorry, but, like, I just can't. Like, I'm just not about the grind, man. I'm not about the grind. I don't want to grind 100% of the time. I want to grind, like, 75% of the time, and the rest of the percentage, I want to chill and, like, enjoy my life and not be stressed about, like, where my next paycheck is coming from, or be stressed about, like, if I'm gonna book a job and if I'm gonna have health insurance. Like, that just does not sound ideal to me, and I think that that's perfectly okay. Nobody ever said to me that that is okay. In fact, in conservatory training, what they say to you is, if you're not willing to put in 110% of effort all the time, then this business is not for you. And on one hand, I kind of get that. But on the other hand, I just think it's a horrible thing to say to a young person. Like, that just puts so much stress and so much pressure on the young actor to feel like they're not good enough if they're not always grinding for it. Nobody should tell you, like, what makes you good enough. You're already good enough. You come out the womb being good enough. Like, not to make another womb reference. But... sorry, just drinking some tea. Tea time with Taylor. But yeah, like, so... it was a lot, especially, I think, living in the city, needing to have a full-time job, you know, like, my parents helped me as much as they could, but they were not about to pay, like, my entire rent, and they were not about to pay for, like, my food or whatever else I wanted to have, so I needed a full-time job, and I just couldn't see how I could work a full-time job and also audition in a full-time way. Give me 1 second. I need to, like, make sure my computer's still recording my audio. Okay, it is. Good. I'm, like, using a new setup to record audio, and I've never recorded, like, directly into my laptop before, so it's interesting. It's different. I'm getting used to things again. So, you may be asking, well, Taylor, are you submitting now? Like, it's a whole year later from when you first started this podcast. Like, what's going on? Yes, I am submitting occasionally. I had an audition recently for a play, which I didn't get, but such is life. Actually, like, a friend of mine has sort of inspired me to start auditioning again. And so I'm like, now I feel like I'm going back into it with a different feeling, a feeling of like, okay, I'm going to submit to things when I feel like it. And I'm only going to submit to things that, like, I would actually be interested in versus submitting to every single possible thing just because I'm that desperate to get cast in something. Because when I was doing that, then, like, yeah, I would get more auditions coming in, but I wouldn't like some of the auditions, and so then I wouldn't want to do it. So yes, I am submitting now. I think, like, my main priority is focusing on this master's degree that I'm getting. I'm getting a master's in teaching so that I can hopefully teach acting in, like, a performing arts high school. That's the ideal situation for me. But I'm enjoying myself a lot more. So I think, like, if you're out there and you're feeling really overwhelmed or really stressed about auditioning, or you're feeling, like, not good enough because your friend auditions every single day and grinds as hard as they can and you can't seem to do that, please don't be hard on yourself. Please don't stress about it. It's really okay. Like, you can do other things that you're also passionate about. You can always come back to it too. I think, like, people used to tell me, oh, well, you can always come back to acting. It's always going to be there for you. And I used to think, like, well, yeah, but it doesn't really, like, work like that. Like, it's like, I felt like if I fell out of it, then I wouldn't be able to get back into it later in life. But that's just not the case. I'm always going to be an actress. You're always going to be an actor. Like, you know, I compare it to, like, musicians. Like, a musician is a musician even if they're not gigging constantly. They're still a musician. They still play music. They still practice their craft. I'm still an actor. even though I'm not, quote, air quotes, gigging constantly, you know? So just take it easy on yourself if you're finding yourself in, like, the sort of place that I found myself after leaving conservatory. Life is hard, man, and sometimes people just need a break, and that's okay. So this is a bit of a shorter episode today. I apologize for the shortness of this episode. I mean, I covered everything that I wanted to talk about. If you have any questions, please, as always, hit me up on my acting teacher Instagram. You can comment on this video. You can reach out to my email, actingteachertaylor@gmail.com. However you want to reach out to me, totally fine. My Instagram is also at actingteachertaylor. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Okay, bye guys.